show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooly Show. It's the Skinny and Hooly Show.
Listen, 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 Varna. Oh, listen, Varna. Listen, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooly Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
It couldn't be better, Hooly. A beautiful summer evening here.
A beautiful summer night.
Right on the Chicago River, folks, right out in front of Lizzie McNeil's. It's fantastic. A lot of people came down for the show tonight.
They certainly did, because we have some very special guests. Yes. You're listening to the Skinny and Hooly Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois on WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 AM on your dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you'd always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooly.com.
So, Hooly, what's new? Anything new?
Well, Skinny, I just have to say, your brother John's daughter, Mary Rose, got married Saturday. What a beautiful bride.
It's tremendous.
What's her husband's name? Was it Emmett Malone? Is that his name?
Matt Malone.
And they were a lovely couple. What a wedding.
Yeah, it was terrific. There was quite a few characters there, too.
There were many, many, many. It was like being trapped on an island called Sheehanville.
Yeah, it was great.
Everybody looked like a Sheehan.
Well, there's only about 150 Sheehans there.
I know.
So
yeah.
Everybody couldn't make it. That's why. Otherwise, it would have been.
Sure, there would have been 1,000.
Yeah. Hey, Hooly, are you going to announce that tonight about our trip? You know that.
Oh, the very special guest. We're working on a very special guest, and we're almost sold out. But we'll make an exception for this guy because he's so much fun. And we just are thrilled that he may be considering. He's considering it.
He contacted the travel agency today.
Yeah, he called it. So we think we're going to get Kim Jong-un.
From North Korea
on the Skinny and Hooly tour to Ireland. So that'll be a gas.
Exactly. We'll have to search him before he gets on the bus, though, a couple times.
Yeah, we don't want any bombs or anything like that.
He's quite a guy, you know.
We can talk more about him later.
But anyways, look forward to the announcement, folks.
Anyway, kudos to your brother John for that great wedding.
Yeah, it was terrific.
It was at Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street did a terrific job.
Terrific job. The food was good.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to.
They gave great speeches, which John
did. John did too. Yeah,
nice and short and didn't get carried away, and it was a lot of fun.
It was.
And by the way, there's someone that's creeping up behind you there, right there in the car. The doctor.
Dr. Ronnie Marasso. He's looking for a place to park on the lawn or whatever.
Yes.
All right, Skinny, we have some very special guests.
Oh, wow, we sure do.
The Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Our old pal, Kel Cole, has a music school that she runs out of her home every Saturday. And
we have three of the musicians.
We have three of the musicians here tonight. But Kel has taught and nurtured the careers of some of Katie Grennan being one of them, Catherine Cowell. A lot of the great musicians of Chicagoland have come through the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club and School. And right now,
we have a very special guest.
We have a very special guest. Imogene Kiley is on the show. Hi, Imogene. How you doing?
I'm doing really good right now.
Very good.
Very good.
And you're 7 years old, correct?
Correct.
And wow.
How long have you been studying music with the Murphy Roach School?
Since February.
Good for you. And what school do you go to?
Murphy Roach.
Go to school, regular school?
Johnson.
Johnson.
Where do you live?
Bensonville.
Oh, in Bensonville. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah. So do your mom and dad drive you over to Riverside every Saturday? It's Burr Ridge, isn't it? Yeah, it's in Burr Ridge, the Murphy Roach School.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Okay. And
what are you studying in Murphy Roach? What do you learn to do?
I do concertina and singing.
Very good. Oh, do you?
Oh, you sing, huh? Do you think maybe you would favor us with a song tonight?
Yes.
Wait, let's wait till these people go by because they're kind of loud. Look at those guys. Don't they know that there's a radio show going on? Zip it.
They didn't get the memo, Hooley.
Okay. Well, they heard Imogene Kiley was on the show, and so everybody's over here. Okay, what are you going to sing?
What would you like
I'm going to be singing first, Hearken to the Crow.
Hearken to the Crow? All right.
Very good.
I love it. Okay, here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Imogene Kiley.
7 years old.
Say the hawk unto the crow one day, what he do in morning stay? I was once in love, and I did prove slack, and ever since I've worn the black. With me rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle-dum. With me rife-a-diddle, rife-diddle, rife-a-diddle-dum. He was once in love, and I did prove slack, and ever since I've worn the black. Next up spoke young Willie Wagtail. I was once in love and I did prevail. I was once in love and I did prevail. And ever since I've wagged my tail. With me rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle-dum. With me rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle-dum. I was once in love, and I did prevail, and ever since I wagged my tail. Next to speak was the little brown thrush. He was singing in young holly bush. The way to woo-hoo, I've heard them say, is to court all night and to sleep all day. With me rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle-dum. With me rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle, rife-a-diddle-dum. I was once in love, and I did. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I messed something up.
Oh, that's okay. It's terrific. I was once in love myself.
And he's the guy that sleeps all day that was in the song.
What's the guy's name? Willie Wagtail?
Willie Wagtail.
Willie Wagtail.
Well, that was
hey, that was terrific.
Let's hear it. Imogen. Very good.
Thank you.
I thought I did something wrong when you said, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
That was terrific.
Perfect. That was really, really
good. All right,
so
you're going to come back and do a song for us too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And then you're going to play the concertina later?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you think about it in your dressing room. Okay.
Imogen from...
I want to caution you. You see our producer there, and he's drinking. Don't be alarmed by that. Everybody on the show does it.
Wow.
But, Imogen, how often do you go to Murphy Roach?
Mostly times, yeah.
Oh,
every
really?
Saturday, right?
Every Saturday you go?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Well, you do a great, did a great job. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right, Imogene Kiley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Very good. Wasn't she terrific, Hooley?
Okay, we're here at the Skinny and Hooley show. We have a new musician from the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Her name is Neve Larson. Neve, welcome to the Skinny and Hooley show.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Oh, you're an old veteran. Yeah.
Yes.
You said you've been on the radio before. What show were you on?
I did this thing for the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Good for
Very
you.
Very good.
You're obviously a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do you live?
I live in Brookfield.
And where do you go to
sure.
school? Where do you go to school?
Essie Gross Middle School.
Oh, okay. Very good. Did you ever see Hooley out there?
He's I'm at the
he
zoo
lives
all
in
the
zoo.
Time. Yeah.
No.
Look in the orangutan section. He's
the elephant. So how long have you been going to Murphy Roach?
About 3 years.
Oh,
wow.
Good for you.
You're
every Saturday? Do you go over there every
yep.
Saturday? Cool.
Is
Who's your teacher?
I go to Mike.
Mike?
Oh, Mike. Yeah.
Is he the banjo guy?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Did you choose the banjo as your instrument?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Have you been playing it for 3 years?
Yes.
Oh,
very
wow.
Very good.
Okay, so
what do you think you'll play for us?
I'm going to be playing a tune called Leslie's Hornpipe.
Oh.
Whose hornpipe?
Leslie's.
Leslie's hornpipe. Okay.
Very good.
I think I went to high school
with her.
Maybe
you should put that down.
Put down the mic and then. All right, so we got Neve Larson. She is now going to play Leslie's Hornpipe. And she is one of the prize students of the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club. Hit it, Neve. Hornpipe. She's from the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club and School. Terrific.
Terrific. That was very
good. How do you feel?
Good.
Yeah? Are you going to come back and do a tune at the end of the show with us or later in the show?
Well, okay. Neve, thank you so much.
Any, you want to give any shout-outs?
You want to say hello to your boyfriend or anything? Who's your boyfriend?
No.
Look at her smiling.
We know about him.
Come on. All right. Thank you, Neve.
Thanks,
great.
Neve.
We'll
thank
see you when
so
you come
much.
Back. That was Neve Larson, ladies and gentlemen, from
Murphy
Brookfield.
Roach. They do a great job.
They certainly do. And
they have these
kudos
kids.
To Kel Cole training these young kids and
yes,
turn
absolutely.
Them all into prodigies and everything.
Right.
Sorry,
right.
So now we have one more musician, and that's Delaney Schwarz. And
Delaney.
Here she comes.
Delaney's coming up here right now.
Well, so we don't have to stop. We're just going to keep right on going.
Yeah,
huh?
Look at
hey,
the,
Delaney. Here, have a seat first. Let's make sure we got the mic set up for you and everything. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's Billy. He's our sound man. He's going to help you out.
Yeah, so Delaney, she looks like she just got off the boat, doesn't
How
she?
How old are you? Seven.
7 years old.
I know, but
he's just talking to himself.
Delaney is seven.
She looks like one of those pictures out on National Geographic
she
when
does
they cover
for
Ireland.
Irish kids, yeah.
With all the beautiful freckles and the blonde hair.
Yeah, okay.
And here comes Zsa-Zsa.
If you're just tuning into the Skinny and Uli show, we got some great young musicians from the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club and School, run by our old friend Kel Cole. She does such a great job teaching these kids how to become great musicians. And they're very entertaining.
Yeah, they are very entertaining.
Yeah.
They're fun. And we're going to talk to Delaney
okay,
right now.
Okay, Delaney, welcome to the Skinny and Uli show.
Microphone up to your mouth there.
There you go.
How old are you, Delaney?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. Have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Okay.
You could say a few more words if you want.
Where do you go to school?
Good Shepherd.
Good Shepherd, yeah.
And where's
that
at?
Where do you live?
Lyle.
Oh, in Lyle.
Oh, Lyle.
All right, so everybody's in the western suburbs. That's
cool.
Yeah.
And how often do you go? How long have you been at Murphy Roach?
2 years.
Oh, wow. And what instrument do you play?
Fiddle.
Fiddle. Very
She's looking
fun.
At you like, what do I have in my
I
hand,
I know, numbskull? But the people can't see that on the radio, okay. Holy, in case you're wondering.
Okay, so how long have you been going there?
Two years.
Two years. Ah.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready to give us a tune?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to put the microphone down on the chair. This is...
Now we're going to hear from Delaney Schwartz.
Delaney Schwartz, 7 years old. What are you going to play? Do you
know? Player.
Oh, just play it. Go ahead. We'll find out later.
Delaney, now listen, we're going to bring
the rest of the gang in.
And we're going to bring the rest of the gang
in. Oh, wait, Imogen is going to sing one more song, and then we'll bring the other two gals in. All right, so let's take a break.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
you were terrific.
Delaney.
And, you know, but for
Laney,
7 years
old. They also
old,
call you Laney, right?
7 years old, and she's on. You were never. When was the first time you were on the radio? Well, you were on that time you burned down Mrs. Murphy's garage when you were 7. That's the only other guy I know.
My mug shot.
Just this mug shot. But thanks so much, Delaney.
Thanks,
you're very
Laney.
Good.
Dynamite. Come back in a second. Okay. So we're going to...
Take a break right now.
On September 15th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago, join Nathan Carter, his band, and special guest Chloe Agnew for a show-stopping program of old country favorites, pop standards, and Irish folk songs. Fans of Daniel O'Donnell and Michael Bublé will fall for Nathan's Irish charm. Tickets from $40 at nathancarter.ca.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have 2 outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Hey, love that Smith Village. We're hoping to be back there in the fall. We had such a blast out there a couple weeks
Hooley,
ago.
You know, every week we're honored to follow Sean Cinelli. And
oh,
such
are
a
we
great
ever.
Job.
What a leadoff hitter we got
leadoff
there.
Leadoff hitter. And then, you know, we have been so blessed over 8 years to have all the great sponsors we have.
Yeah.
And now Smith Village is another one we add to the list.
And let's not forget Nathan Carter just joined us.
Yes.
He's got a great concert coming up September 15th.
Right, right. So.
Okay, so one of our favorites is back, Imogen Kiley.
Okay.
Are you back?
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to do another song for us, but this one's in Gaelic, right?
Yes, it is in Gaelic.
In Irish.
And what is it called, Imogen?
Vermeo.
Vermeo, about County Mayo,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, here she is, Imogen Kiley.
She's going to sing it in Gaelic.
Singing in Irish.
Vermeo, a Romano. Vermeo. To me, show me how folk is for. Hog may courage is may lum hain. More rag may sinage. More ro rag gal na clave. Amy Clark, shock me, roll cure. Amy Far, if me roll bree. No girl, Iggy may sonach. Mare roll, Ragal McClave. Lur may a roll I know. Lur may to me.
Very good.
Very good. That was excellent.
Imogen Kiley, they're male.
Excellent. And
in Irish. All right, go get your concertina now and bring the other girls back.
Okay.
And we'll have,
yes.
Have you all. You were terrific.
Yeah. You're terrific.
Very loud people over there at that table.
Yeah, Murphy Roach really does a great job, don't they, Hooley?
They certainly do. Cole is the best.
Oh, yes.
And all the great teachers there and everything. And Katie has taught
Katie
there.
Grennan.
Katie Grennan has taught there. And Catherine Cowell, who's been on the show, who teaches there and started there. And it's just a great school. And if you want to get your kid involved in Irish music, this is a perfect way to do it because it's just Saturday afternoons.
And where are they?
Day,
where are they?
She's in Burr Ridge.
Burr
just
Ridge,
go to
yeah.
Kel's house, and it's like
magical.
Kids running around playing music all day long.
Yeah.
So
it's really good to go there if you have a hangover.
You know what? Yesterday morning, I'll admit it, I didn't feel so hot. And before I went home, I went out and got a bacon sandwich at this little coffee shop. And I just walked in. I said, I just take it to go. Can you make me a bacon sandwich? And the waitress goes, a bacon sandwich? What, do you got a hangover? It's like, how did you know? But it, you know, sometimes a little protein like that. Can,
yeah, and a little bacon is always bacon. Good. That grease is really good.
Piggy. You have some piggy. Yeah.
So, Hooli, what else? We're coming toward the. I can't believe that it's August already.
Well, that just means it's closer to us going to Ireland. That's the way I look at it.
I know, but it seems like this summer is just rolling by. It's been a great summer. It hasn't been too hot. And
it's been perfect.
It's been really, really good.
A couple of rainy days, no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. And do you know in 1954 or 56, I can't remember, we had 59 days above 90 degrees.
In what year?
1954, I think it was.
Wow, I was there.
Can you imagine? That's like... two out of 3 days in the summer or 90 degrees or above. It was the hottest summer we ever had. Of course.
Gee, and you'd think of the global warming and all that, you know.
Yeah, now it's even getting warmer. But you know what, Hooli? In those days, when you were a kid, you didn't know if it was 90 or 70.
No, you didn't know it was 90 or 30.
You just got up. You got out the door. Yeah. My mother would say, you know.
Put the playing cards in the spokes of your bike.
Oh, with the Yeah. Clothespin.
Who's got a pool? Grab your towel.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Sneak in.
We used to go up to Kennedy or Ridge Park.
Monk Muldoon's in the house. Yeah. Terry Muldoon is here. All right, so let's get the kids over here.
I think they're just having a beer right now. They should be up here in a minute.
Well, I'm having one. All right, where's the kid? All three of them. Yeah.
All three at once? Oh, no.
This is the big finale.
This is the finale.
This is the big finish, kids. We're here with the Murphy Roach School of Irish Music. And we've got Imogene Kiley, Neve Larson, and Delaney Schwartz. Okay. How you guys feeling? Yeah? Having a good time on the Skinny and Hooli Show? He'll fix that for you.
We're fixing the microphones for the ladies. They're tremendous. Yeah. Do you guys know what you're going to play? Do you know what you're going to play? It's a yes or no.
I'm not too sure what we're going to play yet.
Oh, okay. Well, take your time. We're just on the ear.
okay, we're just adjusting the mics. You know what? While I got the mic here, I want to remind everybody, my book just came out.
Yeah, Nothing's on the square.
And we're having book signings on August 22nd at
the Great Cork and Kerry.
August 24th at the Heritage Center. And August 28th back at the Beverly Arts Center. I just got the email just a couple of minutes ago. All right, you guys, how you feeling? So do you know what number you're going to do?
Wait. They better know.
Well, we'll figure it out. All right.
You play something that all of you know.
Yeah, you're going to play something together. We have Delaney is playing the fiddle, Imogene's playing the concertina, and Neve is playing the banjo, right? This is the beginning of a great group.
Yes.
Well, she dropped her pick. Okay.
Just pick it up.
All right. So. Okay. Listen to the Skinny and Hooli Show. We got the young prodigies from the Murphy Roach School of Irish Music.
Are you guys ready?
Okay, whenever you're ready, just hit it.
Hit it. We're ready. Go.
Thank you.
That was terrific.
Yeah, it was terrific, girls. It was really good.
First time on the radio for
first
two
time
of
performing
you.
Together.
No. Okay.
Many years from now, they'll
so
be
so. Don't forget, folks, that if you want to get involved with Irish music, get in touch with our friend Kel Cole at the Murphy Roach Irish Music School. Just Google him; you'll find him.
If you want to say hello or goodbye to your brothers or sisters or anybody,
yeah, give
say
them
it
a
into
shout out right now.
So just there. Pick up and say who you are, and then say goodbye or hello.
There.
Okay, here you go. You got the mic. Go ahead. You go first, Imogen.
Okay. What are we gonna do? My name is Imogen, and goodbye.
Okay. Is there anyone you want to say hello to?
Meave, who do you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my sister Fiona.
Ah, good.
Very good.
Give that to. Well, she's got a mic there. Delaney.
I want to say hi to my friend Lexi.
All right, hello. Lexi Kennedy?
Yeah.
She's going to be on the show in 2 weeks.
Yes.
All right, you
terrific.
Guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks
keep
so much,
at
you
it.
Guys.
Practice,
keep
practice.
At
you know
it.
How you get to Carnegie Hall?
What?
You know how you get to Carnegie Hall?
No.
Practice, practice, practice. Okay.
Yeah, either that or take the train.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
that was
you.
Great,
God
ladies.
Bless you all.
Thanks
you
so
all
much.
Have great careers ahead of you.
All
in
right,
music.
Good. That was
and
really
we're
going to
take a little break on the old Skinny and Hooli show. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy & Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooli show. Hey, were those kids great or what? Huh?
Yeah, weren't they a lot of fun though, Hooli?
They were. And they're gonna
it's funny. We've had some great musicians on, so many great musicians, but you never see them when they're just starting out.
That's
like
right.
That.
Yeah. And they're putting it all together.
They're so young. It's amazing. Amazing. So.
Kind of remind me of a young Nathan Carter.
Yes, exactly.
Who has a big show coming up Friday, September 15th. And if you guys, on Thursday nights, if you go over to the crack in the Irish American Heritage Center in the Taj Mahal of traditional Irish music, we're going to be raffling off two tickets to Nathan Carter
Carter's.
Every Thursday night until the event. So
you know what's great about the Irish music, Hooli? When we were younger, there wasn't that much of it.
No,
it was
there
the Clancy
wasn't.
Brothers.
I wasn't exposed to it. Yeah, we had the Clancy Brothers. And we memorized all the albums and everything.
Right, but there wasn't a lot of it. Now there's so much. I mean, just in Chicago, there's so much. And you have all these different schools of music and dance and everything
There's like Murphy Roach. There's
there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, okay?
Oh, go on Facebook to look at the photos of the Skinny and Hoolie Show. Yes. See the kids. They're just adorable
cute,
little
yeah.
girls, and we got some video of that. So go to the Skinny and Hoolie Show on Facebook.
Yes.
But you're right. But we do owe the Clancy Brothers for they broke America in with
right.
for Irish music.
I remember seeing the Clancy Brothers on the Ed Sullivan
Me too.
Show. Yeah.
yeah. The great
They're
Tommy Makem.
Yeah. They're terrific.
So Skinny, Terry Muldoon just dropped by, the old Monk Muldoon, and when I told him Kim Jong-un was going with us to Ireland,
he
wanted to sign up immediately.
Right.
So we could have another two, he and his
well,
wife.
Well, that's why Kim is gone. He heard about Terry gone.
yeah. He said, Terry Muldoon going? Terry Muldoon going? I go.
He said, Terry Muldoon?
And I blow you up. okay. All right, Skinny, you know what? Whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or the Rhino Bar or any of those great taverns, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooli, who died?"
Hey, Hooli, Bill Gallagher, 84 years old. He was living in Dewey Lake, Michigan, but he's from Chicago. Passed away, survived by his former wife, Nell. Loving father, Bill, Kevin, Mary Helen, Patty, Kathleen, Maureen, Joseph, and he was quite a guy. So I got a phone call about him today. Graduated from Little Flower Grammar School in 1946, St. Rita High School, and Loras College. He was a Dewhawk, and he owned Gallagher Heating and Cooling. But the mass is, this was this morning, Saturday morning, at St. Barnabas. But he was a guy from the neighborhood. A guy called me and said, "You have no idea how many guys this guy helped." He was just a terrific, terrific guy. So say a prayer for Bill Gallagher, William Gallagher.
Skinny, one of the icons in the Irish-American community of Chicagoland, Jim Sloan.
Oh, my God. Jimmy was a great guy.
What an incredible guy. He passed away at 82 and at his home in Lake Forest. He was incredibly generous and loved Irish music and Irish culture. He'd had a distinguished career as a class action antitrust trial lawyer for over 50 years.
Very smart guy.
A real smart guy. He was a federal prosecutor in the United States Attorney's Office. He is son of Irish immigrants Barney and Sarah Ann. He maintained a close connection with his Irish ancestry. He was a major contributor to the Chicago Irish community, and that's no baloney. He really was. He put his money where his mouth is, me included. I was a beneficiary of his just wonderful generosity. What a terrific guy. He helped establish Irish music schools in Chicago and County Down, Ireland. He was the president of the Irish Fellowship Club, a great golfer, historian, intellectual, a larger-than-life figure. Used to see him every year at the St. Patrick's Day luncheon for the Irish Fellowship Club, the Christmas luncheon you'd see him at. He was
really, really good guy. You know, Hooli, 20-some years ago when we started the Celtic Fest.
Oh, yeah.
The city had the Celtic Fest, which was a terrific festival in Grant Park. But Jimmy was on our board for the Celtic Fest, and he had great ideas. He
sure.
really helped out getting sponsors. He was just a terrific guy, and a guy that had just a wealth of knowledge, too, and really made sure that the thing focused on the Celtic traditions, the Celtic culture, and blah, 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 blah. He was really good.
Terrific
guy.
So
he'll be missed.
God rest his soul, Jim Sloan.
Hooli's Judy Sheehan, 74, passed away on July 28th. She was born in Evergreen Park. She graduated from St. Cajetan's and Mother Macaulay. She was married to Billy Sheehan, who worked for the city. The mother of Mary Beth, Timothy, Brian, and William. Number of grandchildren, so forth. She went back to work at St. Cajetan's and did, she was the after-school coordinator, but she lived in our parish, St. Cajetan's, for 70 years, and Mary Beth Sheehan was the president of the Southside
oh, sure.
Parade Committee
yeah.
for many years, and
yeah.
we worked with her, Hooli, when
yeah.
we brought back to parade, and so we're,
and she's still involved with the parade.
Yeah,
Mary Beth.
I saw Mary Beth last night, and I did not know about her mother, so I just said, "We'll say something and ask people to say a prayer for her." Great lady.
Skinny, P.J. O'Dea's lovely wife, Mary O'Dea, her sister died, Vera
oh.
Sloan. Mary O'Dea's sister, she was only 69.
What was her last name? Sloan?
Sloan, just like Jimmy Sloan. Vera lived in Pomona, New York, but she married the love of her life, Patrick J. Sloan, in September of 71 in London. She was a self-employed cosmetologist for many years, and she and her husband, members of the Irish Cultural Center, were very proud of their Irish heritage. So God rest her soul, and our condolences to Mary O'Dea, right, her and sister Vera.
Yeah, PJ's sister-in-law. And Mary and PJ are great supporters of the show. But
they certainly are.
Catherine Burke from Lockport, Illinois, passed away, Huli. She was born in, I guess it's Duhamel, County Mayo, in 1935. She was preceded in her death by her husband, Joseph. Parents of Patty, Mary, and she's had many brothers and sisters. And her sons were Joseph, Patrick, Mary, and she was buried out of St. Dennis Church in Lockport, Illinois. So say a prayer for Catherine Burke, Huli.
God rest her soul. Skinny, Nessa O'Halloran of Chicago and Park Ridge, a native of Mulla, County Clare. She's the sister of comedian George Casey, who's here in Chicago, was over at the Irish Village for so many years. So our condolences to George and his sister, Nessa O'Halloran, God rest her soul. Also, Tom Spellman, age 76. He was a union electrician, a local 134. He owned the Blarney Stone Pub of Oak Forest.
Oh, wow.
This is funny, as Obit said, he was... To make a long story short, he was an Army veteran, a union electrician, a businessman, and a busybody. Beloved husband of Teresa, Terry, a devoted father of Kimberly, Tracy, Tom, and the late Denise, and the loving grandfather of many. God rest his soul, Tom Spellman.
Does it actually say a busybody?
Yeah, it does say that. People like to put jokes in their obit sometimes.
Well, if that was in yours, it wouldn't be a joke. But anyways, Tim Hartnett. 86,
oh,
River Forest.
Yes.
He was born in Abbeyfield, County Limerick.
Yeah.
He's in a 1930. Terrific guy. Yeah. The husband of Annie Healy, father of Kevin.
His son Ellen. Kevin owns that funeral home on Madison Street in Forest Park.
Right.
Yeah. Zimmerman and Hartnett.
Worked for Sears Roebuck for many, many years out near Midway Airport, Huli. And he was buried out here. Right near you, St. Luke's Parish in Oklahoma.
I used to see him
Forest.
At St. Luke's every week. He was an usher.
Yeah.
And he would always collar me after Mass and say, I read your column. Wasn't too crazy about that one. You know. But I love the way he talked. You remember Jerry McPartland, of course.
Oh, yes.
She lived in his building, and he used to say to me, she's a very handsome woman. What a terrific guy.
Tim Hartnett.
God
Tim Hartnett.
Rest his soul, good Tim. Yeah. Harriet Annette. Henrietta Gallagher, 84, the daughter of the late Michael and Mary May O'Malley. Her funeral was at Gibbons, and in lieu of flowers, please send donations to Misericordia. God rest his soul, Henrietta Gallagher, as PJ would say. Also, Linda M. Carter, long-time employee. No, it wasn't Wonder Woman. Age 67, a longtime employee of Little Company of Mary Hospital. You know, it's funny, these women would hate it if they knew we were saying their ages and their...
Yeah, we should leave those out. The guys don't care.
The guys don't care. Anyway, she's being waked at Heaney Laughlin's at 111th Street. God rest her soul, Linda Carter. And I think
that's it, isn't it, Holy?
That's close up the crypt.
Let's close it up. Seems like we've had a lot of deaths lately.
We had a backlog because we didn't...
I know. But
so let's take another break on the old Skinny and Huli show.
And we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200. It's my
feet may wander. On September 15th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago, join Nathan Carter, his band, and special guest Chloe Agnew for a show-stopping program of old country favourites, pop standards, and Irish folk songs. Fans of Daniel O'Donnell and Michael Bublé will fall for Nathan's Irish charm. Tickets from $40 at nathancarter.ca.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Back on the Skinny and Hooley Show, having a blast
down here, isn't it, Hooley?
So beautiful.
Hey, I just wanted to thank all my interns. They all went back to school. They were on.
That was fun having them all on the show.
I know they were thrilled.
Hannah and Emma, right?
Yeah, they were terrific, terrific. So,
but and then of course we got Julia and Natalie.
Yes,
and they're sticking around.
We got Joe Nagel, our new CEO at Special Olympics. He's in Ireland right now, Hooley.
Good for him.
His daughters, Bridget
and
Nora.
I hope he's meeting with the Special Olympics Ireland crew.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
They run everything. They're great. Speaking of special guests, we've had a lot of special guests, but tonight.
we got some winners.
We got a couple winners. We got Dr. Ronnie Marasso. He's going to say hello.
Doctor, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. And in Bridgeport, it's this week is special. We have St. Rocco Society has a parade on Sunday. And then on Tuesday,
St. Jerome's?
St. Jerome's has their parade as well.
That's dynamite.
Better known as the Moji Feast.
Yeah, the Moji Feast. That's on Tuesday?
That's on Tuesday.
That's one of the best Chicago festivals in the city.
Yeah, they say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronnie, tell Huli what you told me about the show tonight with the kids.
It's the best. The best of the best. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're speaking of the best of the best. We also have our old friend, Terry Monk Muldoon, on the show. Terry, what do you say? Welcome to the Skinny and Huli Show.
Thanks for having me.
Have you been on the show before?
I have not been on the show before.
Okay. Well,
Terry does a lot of volunteer work, Huli. He's doing good in the hood. He helps me out a lot with Special Olympics. We were on the never-ending voyage with our facility.
Facilities expansion.
Yeah, expansion. Exactly. But we're going to get there, Terry. It's a
Terry's
marathon.
Son, Terry, went to college with my sons at Marquette.
Correct.
Until they were
he lives in
asked
Atlanta
to
now.
Leave. But yours wasn't, but mine was. But I got a great Terry Muldoon story I got to tell. Back in high school, Monk and I were pals, and we went to see, we went to the movies at the Evergreen Theater one day, and they were showing a James Bond movie, Moonraker. You remember that movie, Skinny?
Yes, it was great.
So I was with Terry and a couple other guys. I think Doopy Danny Smith might have been with us, and Bill McFarland, I'm sure. Anyway, the movie, we figured the Moonraker, I thought it would be funny to get up in front of the screen and moon the audience. Okay, so I did. And then there was an exit door right by the front of the screen.
Yeah, right.
So the routine was we run up, jump up on stage, moon the audience, and then run right out that door. It was a good plan.
It didn't work out that way.
It went awry. Somehow it went awry. But, of course, I was the slowest, but I was having trouble getting my pants back on as I'm running out the door. And an usher catches me on the fire escape stairs leaving, and he's got me. There's no way out, and I see... And I go, Monk, help me. He turns around. He runs back, and he goes, let him go. And the guy goes, no, we're calling the police. Monk decks the guy. We were like freshmen in high school.
I thought he was actually beating you up. That's the only
reason.
Reason.
It's an act of mercy.
It's an act of mercy.
But I'll never forget it, I can tell you that.
A lot of people
You never
forget
it when somebody, you know.
Saves you.
Yeah, saves you. He saved me. Monk, save me.
But really, getting back to Skinny, you know, he does some wonderful work over at the Special Olympics. And I often visit him in his office, but recently he has so many interns in his office.
And they're very lovely to look at.
And it is hard to fit in that office.
Oh, yeah.
But occasionally I do get a meeting with Skinny. So
yeah, it's been a very busy summer trying to keep them. But they're fabulous on research. They're fabulous on finding money. And
Julia's fabulous.
See if they can find me some, will you?
Yeah, she is. She's fabulous. But we had a lot of fun. You know, Ronnie, our chief engineer over at McCormick Place, our buddy Jimmy Furlong listens to the show. So
Jimmy.
Ronnie, there's a lot of funny stories about Ronnie and Jimmy Furlong. Jimmy Furlong could fix anything. The only thing Ronnie could fix was, like, parking tickets and stuff like that. But there was... Ronnie, isn't that true?
Absolutely.
Tell them what they used to do when they would tow your cars in the old days.
We used to get it towed back.
Bring it back.
They were all Irish guys, not Italian guys.
No Italian guys towing cars. No Italians in streets at sand. But we had a lot of fun, Ronnie.
Yes,
got a lot
of
good stuff.
We're still having trouble.
Right.
So the other thing, Skinny, I just want to update you. I'm doing some work with some good work with the American Red Cross and Jesse Brown VA Hospital. So I'm the
Where's that at?
It's actually at 820 South Damon. And it's the only VA hospital located in the city. If you recall, you know, Hines is out in Maywood and so forth.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of good work coming out of the Red Cross with them. And we actually develop a communication protocol or program between the military and military families. And it's worked out real well. And we're always there for the military and the families. So I recently worked the Warrior Games. I was involved with the Warrior Games.
Yes, they were here.
What are the Warrior Games?
Warrior Games was the first time it was held here in Chicago. It was basically it was held on the bases, I should say, or the
military bases.
Military bases prior to this. And Chicago was the first time to host this. There was 250 athletes.
Wow.
from the military, both active.
Where'd they do that?
Retired. They did Soldier Field.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
about three different venues. It was a lot of fun.
And Jerry Hennigan.
Jerry was there, she organized pretty much the whole thing with the Chicago Park District.
Jerry does all the stuff with Special Olympics and all the special things like that. So.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's good stuff.
Jerry's great. The last time I saw her, she was here with some of her relatives plugging the Ballyglunin Railway Station restoration.
Right.
From the Quiet Man movie. And they've, I'm sure, done quite a bit more since
then. Her
parents
are both from Ireland. And
are they from Ballyglunin?
I believe so.
Yeah. So, it's a beautiful night on the river here. The boat's going by. They're honking.
Yes.
How about those kids tonight playing through, you know, the cacophony of horns going off and everything? And God love them.
They were
terrific.
Good, weren't they, Rennie?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, Skinny, Monk Muldoon is a Mendel monarch.
I know. I heard the stories about him.
He went to Mendel with your brother John.
John,
right?
They had many adventures together.
Yes, and it's 50 years, I believe, this year.
Yeah, it was last year.
What was it last?
67.
67.
So we just Mount Carmel. We had our.
It's this year. It's 2017.
Did you have a bit?
No, we're still waiting for John to organize one.
Why does that not surprise me? Mendel's 50th. Oh, yeah. Who's going to put that together? I don't know. Where's McFarland? William Lighthorse McFarland.
I have a good story about a Mendel reunion.
And
it goes back 25 years. I think it was something around our 25th. Mendel put together an all-class reunion, and Jack Velazny, everybody knows Jack.
Sure,
right?
Jack. Yeah, he's
Jack
married
is
to
one
the,
of
what's,
the yeah, Petty, yeah,
Petty Griffin.
Petty Griffin, yeah. So Jack organized this, and I think they were honoring Skinny, your brother, Michael, as well as other teachers and
coaches.
Athletes and so forth, coaches. And one of the things they gave was they had name tags if you didn't register, but the name tags were actually typed out so that you could barely read anybody's name, and they gave out, they served to all the Mendel graduates, the alumni back, what is it, the 6-ounce Budweisers?
Little ones?
The little ones, the six or 7-ounce Budweisers,
Vlasny
I guess.
Got a deal on those.
Vlasny got a deal on that. And I remember McFarland was walking around with an entire six-pack, so you would go up and not so much ask for one beer, but you asked for
six. Give me six at a time.
It was a great
time. And Ronnie, now, have you been any reunions at Monty Fee?
Well, close by.
Monty Fee, get out of here. All right, we only have 30
Tilden
seconds,
man, right?
Because sometimes they will not let me in.
Ronnie's the mayor of Bridgeport, for those who don't know that.
Right.
All right, so everybody, thanks so much for coming, you guys.
Yeah.
And
thanks,
to the kids,
Terry,
at Murphy
thanks,
Road.
Ronnie.
Don't forget Nathan Carter and all our sponsors.
And we will see you later.
Bye.
Y'all are saying by now, boy, is there no beginning to this man's talent. Give me a chore.
Amazing grace, Lord, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious dear that grace appeared the hour I first believed. Thank you. praise.